In the previous year, we began a discussion about shalachmanos, and somebody wants to send one shalachmanos in the morning, one of the manos in the morning, and the other one in the afternoon. Can he be yotze the mitzvah that way? So first, there's a tshuva, and the shalach tshuva is p'tzel ha-chokhma, chelik beis simen men vav, about this issue. And he quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Masechta Peya, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says, a Peya yesh le shir le maton. There's a minimum shir for Peya ve'en le shir mil ma'ala. Then the Gemara quotes a different Bryce, ein le shir lo le ma'ala, lo le maton. That there's no minimum nor maximum shir for Peya. Ask the Gemara, man nafik min b'neim, what's the nafkamina between these, two opinions? Says the Yerushalmi, man da'am ha'pei yeshlan shim ha'mata, the man da'am that says, that has a minimum share. So if ma'ashu nosan, if somebody gave, v'chayse v'chay b'meya ad shashi yashlam, so, if he gave what he was supposed to, and now he chooses to give more, the halacha will be that he didn't have to give it. So even though normally peya is exempt from meiser, this extra was not something you were obligated to give, and it's chai b'meiser. However, man dama ha-peya ein lo yishir, lo yilmal v'lmata, ma'asha nosan kfa nifter, so even if you give just a minimum, you are potter. If you give more, any amount that you gave, you already fulfilled your mitzvah, chai b'maisris. So Taisus, in Masech Tachagiga, Davav HaMebeis, Devei Maskel Ein, explains to Yerushalmi, that according to the man d'Omer, that pay ain't lo shir, the halacha is that what you gave, if you gave less than the 60th, which is the amount Chazal said you should give, what you gave will be part, what you gave is payah, and anything you give more will be chai v'maisa. But if it does have a shear, then the halach will be, says Taisus, a very bechidish. The halach will be, since I gave less, so that isn't payah. If the Torah told me to give a certain amount and I didn't give that amount, it's not payah, and it will be chai b'maisim. So wants the Betzel HaChokhma to say that when the Torah gives a shir, or when the Rabbanon give a shir, if you don't do what they told you to do, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. And therefore, in this situation as well, if Chazal told us that the mitzvah is to give two manos, if you don't give two manos, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. And since you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, the halacha will be that you have to do it over properly. And therefore, he wants to suggest, if you didn't give the two manos, you will not have fulfilled the mitzvah. But then he continues and says that that isn't necessarily a raya, because he quotes a Rash in explaining that Gemara that we just quoted in Masechta Peya, Yerushalmi Peya, that what will be the halacha if I gave a certain amount for Peya, and then it wasn't the amount that I'm supposed to, and then I was mashlim to give the amount I'm supposed to. Then the halacha will be that everything I give is potter. So Taisus, he says, is only referring to a situation where I wasn't mashlim the shear I was supposed to. So therefore, in our case as well, where a person gave as much as he's supposed to, even though he didn't give it in one time, he gave it part in the morning and part in the afternoon. The halacha is that at the end of the day, he gave the 2 months and he's potter. On the other hand, he wants to make an argument that if Chazal said that the mitzvah of shaluch manas is 2 months, then the halacha is you have to give the 2 months. And if you don't give the 2 months, you have not been yoytz the mitzvah. It's also interesting that as far as the mitzvah of machzis ha-shekel, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shkolim, Halacha Aleph, Eina noisna b'pomim rabbis, the machzis ha-shekel may not be given in many intervals. Hayoy ma'at, ulamoch ma'at, today a little, and tomorrow a little, el noisna kulam ka'achas b'pam achas. You have to give the entire machzis ha-shekel in one time. It's interesting that the chinuch and the Michas chinuch quote this Rambam, but there's no makor for this Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah makes this point. And however, says the Betzalel Chochma, it could be that this Yerushalmi that we're discussing regarding Peah, with the different understandings of this Yerushalmi, is the basis for the Rambam. And it's clear that it is the opinion of the Rambam that when there's a halacha, how much you have to, what's the minimum shear, in order to consider that the mitzvah has been fulfilled, you have to fulfill the entire minimum shear. And therefore, it could be, just like by machzis ha-shekel, that you didn't give the whole amount at one time, you're not yoytz the mitzvah here too. The Rit Al Ghazi, in discussing this Yerushalmi and the Tosfos that we just quote, says that any mitzvah that has a shear, certainly it's a mitzvah and a mufchar to fulfill the entire mitzvah in one time, not to do it in parts. But if somebody did not do it at one time, if at least when he did the first part, he had a mind to do the rest of the mitzvah, he says, as long as it was an intention to fulfill the entire mitzvah, the halacha is that you yoytz the mitzvah. On the other hand, as I said before, mishloach manos is a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah, and it could be that Chazal specifically wanted us to do the mitzvah as they so subscribed, dafka giving the 2 months together. It could also be suggested that this question is very much connected to an issue we raised in a previous year. In a previous year, we had a discussion, why do we have to give shaluch manos? The machloikis of the Trumas Hadeshen and the Menoy Salevi. The Trumas Hadeshen says that the reason we give mishloach manos is that we should make sure that everybody should have food for the Seudas Purim. And as the Chasam Sofer explains the Trumas Hadeshen, even if you're sending shaluch manos to a person who's wealthy, and there's no question that Baruch Hashem, he has food for the Seudah, still, Kadesh Shloi Levayish, there will be people that if you don't give shaluch manos only to poor people, then there will be people who really need it and won't get it, won't be receiving. So we give shaluch manos to everybody. It's very important. And actually, if we go back to the words of the Shulchan Aruch that we read in the previous year, the Shulchan Aruch almost says it beferish. What would be the halacha if the best thing to give shaluch manos is food that's eaten by the Seudah? And that's why the Shulchan Aruch discusses what is the food that the Shulchan Aruch uses as the example of what you should use for Shalchmanas? Shulchan Aruch says basar, give meat. And it's very understandable because meat is what is eaten by the Suda. So if the purpose of Shalchmanas, as the Truma Sadeshin is telling us, is to have food for the Suda, so then it shouldn't really make a difference if I give part in the morning and part in the afternoon. I'm Baruch Hashem making sure that the person should have food for Shalchmanas, should have food for the Suda. But the Menais HaLevi, as we quoted, says there's a different reason for Shalchmanas. He says the reason for Shalchmanas is Haman HaRosh said, Yeshna Amechad Mefuzer Umefurid. Yeshna Amechad Mefuzer Umefurid. So we want to show that we're not Mefuzer Umefurid, that we're not in a state of disunity. We're actually united. And that's why we give Shalchmanas. So according to that explanation, it shows, and by giving two manas, that's how Chazal said we accomplish that. If that's the reason, then we'd have to give the two manas together to create that good feeling that Shalchmanas is supposed to create. What would be a nafkamina? There'll be another nafkamina. What would be the halacha if somebody only has one mana to give for Shalchmanas? Should he give the one mana, or should he give nothing? Or the one mana is nothing. So if we say the vart is, so really, it's connected very much to a different shaila, and that is the shaila of chotzi shir b'mitzvahs. We know that when it comes to an aveira, there's a din of chotzi shir osam and atayra. What would be the halacha by chotzi shir by a mitzvah? The question comes up. Pesach. Let's say you have an individual that can't eat a kazayis of matzah. Let's say you have an individual that can't eat a kazayis of moror. But he can eat less than a kazayis. Should he eat what he can? And specifically, should he make a bracha? Or if you're not going to eat a kazayis, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Maybe if we say that the verse is that you should have for the Suda. So if I didn't give you that much for the Suda, I just gave you something. But if it's Simcha, and we're saying that Chazal determined that Simcha is only accomplished when you give the person two manas, so if you only gave him one mana, because that's all you had, unfortunately, you still didn't create the Simcha that Chazal wanted to be created. And you wouldn't be out to the mitzvah. The Bitzel HaChochma, at the end of that tshuva, summarizes that certainly l'chatchila, one should give the two manas together. B'di'evid, certainly if when you gave the first mana, it was your intention to give the other mana, then you yaitza. Because only where the Torah specifically tells you that you have to do the entire mitzvah at one time, and if not, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, you yaitza the mitzvah. Certainly, in a situation where the person you sent the Shalchmanas to already ate up the first mana before the second mana got there. There, even though the Betzel HaChochma, the Yevit says it's okay, there are Paiskim, the Harri Kodesh, which is on the bottom of the Mikroi Kodesh, in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh in Simen Lamed Ches, says that if the first mana was eaten before the second mana arrived, there it's a real shaila if you were yaitza the mitzvah. And so too did I see that Rav Avadya Yosef in his Sefer on Purim, in Dinei Mishloach Manas, Halacha Ches, Paskins, L'chatchila Toiv, L'shloach Ashtei Manas, B'bas Achas, L'chatchila, it's good to send the two manas at one time. Very similar to what we said. We want to show a chshivas to the Shalach Manas, and if you don't send it at one time, you're missing that. But then, it's interesting that both he and other Paiskim say a very interesting chumrah. It's a chumrah from the Ben Ishchai in his Sefer Shail Sechuvas Torah L'shma, Simikur Peites. He says that one should not send the two monos in one keli. Because since there's a halacha that in Masechta Shabbos as well, that when you put two different items in one keli, a keli mitzarfen, the keli combines them. So if I have two different monos in one keli, it's going to be considered like one mono. I saw Rav Moshe Sternbuch on the Sefer Shalos Tshuvos, Tshuvos Menhagos, Hanhagos, Chelik Beis, Simen Shin Mem Vov, quotes this Shalos Tshuvos, Torah L'shma, and he says, Dvorav Tmuim B'yotza. He says, this halacha is halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, that there's a din in Hilchos Shabbos that you have to have an akira and a hanacha. So if you have everything in one keli, it's considered one act of akira. Here, it's not an akira hanacha. The halacha is that we have to see, especially the way we're learning, both pshatim, whether we follow the pshat of the Trumas Hadeshin, whether we follow the pshat of the Nois Halevi, that the Trumas Hadeshin is saying that we want to have two monos to make sure that the person is getting enough for a Sudas Purim. Or whether we follow the pshat of the Nois Halevi to create this good feeling, so the fact that it's in one keli, that good feeling is not affected one way or the other if it's in one keli or in two keli. And therefore, he strongly says that there's no reason to follow this chumrah. As well as Rav Vad Yosef quotes this chumrah, Yesh mishoim sheyesh lachal kamonos losos kamona b'kol kli b'fnei atzmai, to have separate kelim for each mona. Ve'ein ha'muchach la'alocha, he says, I don't think it's required la'alocha. Ve'yik ladina shafila nosan shtei monos b'kli echad, if you have both monos in one keli, yotzu yedei chayva.